Okay, today our topic is the four dimensions that supports a life in recovery. I actually just, well, I didn't just learn about it, but we were just talking about this in a training that I was doing, and it just seemed so relevant. So I was like, I'm bringing this to the group today. So the four dimensions that support a life in recovery, and we are all in some kind of recovery, whether that be from trauma, mental illness, addiction, what have you. We all have some sort of human condition, right? That we are trying to function in our lives through, around, get past, right? All of that stuff. We can all kind of be in community and connection about that. So the first dimension that supports a life in recovery is health. So this basically means learning to successfully live with whatever our human condition is, right? Whatever the thing is that is bothering us, keeping us down, that reason why we're in this room. It's us learning to manage it, and make healthy choices that support even more well-being, right? So just creating a lifestyle where it doesn't affect us as much, where it doesn't get us down the way that it used to. That's what that means to me. Creating habits and coping skills and setting things in place that help me to navigate it easier than maybe I used to, right? Things that create that slow, steady, gradual improvement over time, right? Because when we're in our illness and not in our wellness, we gradually decline. That's like one of those signs that we're in disease and that we're in sickness and we're in illness. But when we're in health and wellness and recovery and we're doing things that are for us, we'll see us an incline. It'll get better and better and better over time rather than worse and worse. So if we're, it's that, those things, right, that help us get better and better and better. So just kind of to yourself, acknowledge what are some of those core things in my life that bring health, because that's a staple, one of the four dimensions that support your recovery. So if we want to support our recovery, we gotta have health. What are your core things? Number two is home. And so this document says a stable and safe place to live. And now for me, I'm a little bougie. It's a little bit more than just a stable and safe place to live for me. I also like it to be pretty and to smell good and to be clean and the temperature has to be like a certain way and right, like there's other things as I've grown in recovery. I got a lot of pieces to my home part now because this is my sanctuary, right? I have to have my environment in a way that's conducive to my health, right? These kind of flow in and out together, just like how we've talked about the four bodies and how they all kind of intertwine together. These four dimensions, I feel like, really intertwine together too. And so my home can affect my mental health. It's part of my health for me to keep my home a certain way. It's very important to me, for it to be aesthetically pleasing, you know, feel comfortable, warm, cozy, also to feel safe, right? That the doors lock and I know that nobody can get in there, and all those things are important too. But safe, stable, and then I've added comfortable, whatever that looks like to you. And even if, and there were parts of my recovery in my life where all I was able to do was make like one little part of my home comfortable for myself in the moment, but at least have one place where you can just feel all the way comfortable and relaxed. Whether it's a corner of a room or one room, like really dedicate your time, intention, and focus to making a super comfortable place, because I feel like safe and stable is not enough. We need a little bit more, to really thrive. it's enough to get better, safe and stable, but to thrive, I feel like we also need comfortable. So number three is purpose. Meaningful daily activities such as a job, school, volunteer work, creative endeavors, and increased ability to lead a self-directed life and meaningful engagement in society. And purpose for me is just it's what gives me, meaning in life, whether that be your children, a lot of us are moms. That gives us meaning and purpose in life. Me doing this stuff with you, that gives me meaning and purpose in life. It's like what excites you, what lights you up. And for me, the things in there were moments where I didn't want to live, but then I decided to live, right? For certain reasons, like knowing that I had a purpose is what really kept me going through some super dark times. So I feel like this one's so important because having a purpose gives me a deep desire to be like at the highest level of health, right? That first dimension. And then it gives me that deep motivation to make my home the way that I want it to be, right? Because I know that the home affects the health, and I have to have the health to be able to fulfill the purpose, right? They're intertwining. Have to, right? It's a deep, deep motivation to fulfill a purpose, right? Something deeper than any of the other reasons, right? So we have to have something that makes our life feel meaningful to want to be in the world. And the last one is community. Number four is community. So relationships and social networks that provide support, friendship, love, and hope. And when I look at you guys and the way that you interact in the groups together, you guys are it. This is community. This is what, when you don't have connection, that makes life feel a little bit meaningless. I think that connection and love are the deepest core of purpose in the world, right? Anytime you hear somebody talk about their meaning and their purpose and what they're here for, it always includes connection. It always includes service of some kind and, a root of love for other human beings, helping, all that stuff. So that's what life is truly about. It's our relationships, it's our connections. Without it, what would we be? What would we have, right? Most of the things that we work for, stuff, goals, they all are tied back to relationships and connection in some way, shape, or form. So community is so vital. And I feel like that in our society, that gets put on the back burner probably more than anything else, right? We go to work, we do all these things, and then it's like, if I have time later, then I'll do the community thing and the relationships thing and the friends thing, right? It's like all these other things typically take precedence over the relationships. And we really need to work to swap that and reprioritize relationships, community, friends, because if you look at any other like society, right, that is at the core of everything. And we've put it on the back burner. So we really need to bring that back to the forefront because it affects our health, it affects our purpose and our meaning. So those are the four dimensions that support a life in recovery. And I just would encourage you guys to take a look at where those things are at in your life. What level do you feel like it's at? Give each one of those four dimensions a rating. Like on a scale of 1 to 10, like where are you at? If one is like, I don't have that at all, and 10 is like, mine's going great, where are you at with health? Where's your number? Right? Go ahead and just give yourself a number. With home, what's that like? Safe, stable home on a scale to 1 to 10. Purpose, how much purpose and meaning do you have in your life on a scale to 1 to 10? What about community? Where is that at for you? Scale of 1 to 10. And just see, kind of judge for yourself, where are you at? And then I would also encourage you to think for yourself, how can I increase my score in each area by 1 to 2 points? What could I do today? What could I do tomorrow, right? What could I do soon? to kind of bring each one of these up to the next level so I can create a better recovery-oriented atmosphere for myself and my life. Love you guys.